This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Thursday, happy Thursday to everyone out there. Real quick, I just want to give a quick update on the guy who broke both of his legs in the Galleria.
We got to have this local celebrity.
He was running from the cops, and he decided to jump from the second level onto the ice rink and broke both of his legs. So apparently, this brother stole some sunglasses. So that was the item he took. And he actually did a video of it. He was in a store. I forgot what store it was, but he put on these sunglasses and was talking all this trash. Like, man, I'm walking out of here. Like, I'm out.
Was he really?
Yep. Man. And apparently they called the cops on him. And the cops, I guess it was some cops that was
there
off duty.
Yeah.
But they was kind of working something else. They ran after him, and the rest is history.
Man.
So that's a quick little update.
He went down slow off of the second level.
Yeah. Like, It wasn't just like a on some superhero type stuff, just jump over. He actually climbed down and waited for himself to drop and then broke his legs.
Man.
Which is hilarious because you think you're getting away from him? Like, if you take that long to get to the second level, they're just going to follow you down?
Yeah.
Yeah. Salute to that young man. I hope you feel stupid.
What is the inverse of a salute? Because whatever that is, that to that man.
It's just thoughts and prayers, pretty much. T's and P's, baby.
T's and P's.
T's and P's.
Yeah.
So, Lopez, you was talking about the NBA draft. You gave the OG thoughts.
Yeah.
And all the passing thoughts.
Yeah.
So, I got a few little thoughts, too, man. I can't front, man. I was very disappointed with the coverage of it. I was watching the ESPN version, and I didn't know it was an ABC version. I thought it was all, like, simulcast.
Oh, they were different?
They were different. They were totally different.
Why?
So
that's news to me, actually.
I was sitting – I don't know who y'all was – was y'all watching,
watching
the
ESPN,
yeah. Yeah, so we was watching Kendrick Perkins, Malika Andrews, and the rest of them. Apparently on ABC, it was Stephen A. Smith.
Oh.
It was the what was the guy that was the GM for the Lakers? Not the Lakers, but
Bob Myers.
It was Bob Myers.
Who was the general manager for the Warriors?
Yeah, yeah. It was somebody else that was kind of hosting. They weren't even at a desk. There was more kind of a sit down type thing, couch type of vibe to it. But I'm like, man, I'm not sure. I guess the ESPN version was the B team. And I'm like, man, I don't know if the other version is the A-team at this point, man. I'm like, I'm sitting here dying a slow death trying to figure out which way to die. Because I was not really impressed with the way both of them broadcast was.
Right. Well, we were talking earlier when I was giving my passing thoughts. ESPN was rough.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, too. Mm-hmm. But it's another thing that was – I ain't think it was that bad, but I looked on the internet. And people was torching this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
So Monica Minutt, mm-hmm. who was doing the interviews right after they jump off the stage.
Yeah.
And I don't really expect much from these interviews, man. It's soft questions.
Yeah.
It's just nothing crazy. You ain't about to get no type of
like big insight.
Big answers or insight into anything like that. So I look online, people are saying this is brutal. It was a lot of bad things said about mm-hmm. her questions and all of that stuff. So I want to play something real quick. So this is her talking to Cooper Flagg. So this is pretty much the first interview.
Okay.
I know she was working all day, but this is the first interview once the draft started, and she interviewed Cooper Flagg.
Cooper, the moment has been realized. How are you feeling?
Feeling amazing. It's a dream come true, to be honest. I wouldn't want to share it with anybody else.
You mentioned sharing it with anybody else. We've got the Flag Five here. How much have these people meant in getting you here?
I mean, I wouldn't be here without these people right here and all my people back home in Maine. A lot of people up in the box up there, they're here for me, and I wouldn't be here without them. So it just means so much to see everybody here and supporting me.
So that
that's typical fluff. There's nothing wrong with
it. So you don't hear anything crazy or you kind of cringing or anything like that?
No, it was perfectly fine, actually. Like, I didn't hear that particular interview. I have a thought on, like, I don't know that I personally would have put Monica McNutt there, and I quite love what she does, but she's an analyst. Mm-hmm. I think ESPN does that a lot, where they play people out of position, so to say.
Yeah.
And that would be one of those instances, but I thought she handled herself very well there.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I ain't think nothing of it. I mean, I probably wasn't even paying attention, to be honest, but mm-hmm. she ain't say nothing where I'm like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Now, here's Monica McNutt talking to the guy that was drafted in the Rockets spot for the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
I'm not sure his name is.
Draymond Muluwak.
Yes, that's his name. Mm-hmm. And he's from.
Duke.
We can say that, but he's from another country.
Yeah, he was talking about Africa.
I don't know if it's from Africa.
Is it the Sudan? An African country.
Yeah.
Can I peel the curtain back?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lopez goes, is it the Sioux? And then I'm not looking at him, but I can feel his eyes turn towards me as if I'm supposed to know exactly.
You would.
Hey,
people in the room, you would.
I was about to point to you.
Is it because this African pendant right here?
Oh, 100%.
No, it's mostly because you're a nerd.
Yeah. No, for me it was.
Yeah. South Sudan.
Yeah, I thought it was Sudan.
I'm like, hey, Reggie, my brother. Where your brother from, man? No, I wouldn't go do all that.
South Sudan, yeah.
Yeah, so this is her, and this is where I kind of raise the eyebrow a little bit because mm-hmm. Something seemed a little off to me. I want to see if it's kind of off for y'all.
You told me yesterday that you are delusional about your dreams. Tell the truth. Did that delusion include being drafted a lottery pick in the NBA?
I mean, yeah, it included that, like me being delusional about my dreams, believing in myself that I'm going to make it to the NBA one day, and now I'm here in the NBA draft. Just got drafted.
We also talked about the pride and all the folks that you are representing. What do you want to say about the people that have helped you get here, and in particular, roots in Africa?
did y'all see anything? Because my first thought, when I heard the first question, I tweeted out, is Monica Mandel from Africa? Like, does she have some type of roots there or something like that? Because it seemed like she was kind of talking in a different accent a little bit.
Yeah, her cadence switched up in a weird, interesting way.
I'll play it again real quick, just the first part.
You told me yesterday that you are delusional about your dreams. Tell the truth. Did that delusion include being drafted a lottery pick in the NBA?
I mean, I think it's kind of a reach, but I could see where
her cadence is definitely different, but I don't think it's because, honestly, if I was joking, I'd be like, she sounded like she had been drinking a little bit, which I don't think is the case. I think really just she was trying to do a lot of like enunciating to make sure maybe for him, because I hadn't even considered that, possibly for his understanding. But I think also we know this because we work in a medium like this. It's very easy for you to talk in a way that's monotone, that's normal, but also doesn't sound great over for a broadcast.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, making sure that you have a level of color to your voice and change the tonation and whatever. And it just felt like she turned that knob up too far.
Yeah.
Which that would be my complaint. It didn't feel natural. It felt very put on from her. Mm-hmm. And I think what people, especially nowadays in broadcast, want is a more natural feel where it feels kind of easy flowing. And that's probably what people are hearing from her. At least that's what I think. That I heard this.
And I think it's still a reach to go there. I mean, it was fine.
Yeah.
Was
fine but that's, I still wasn't complaining. I was just kind of raise the eyebrow. Yeah. I'm like, is she from Africa? Mm-hmm. Like, did she got some roots there? I look, and she wasn't.
Okay.
So this is towards the end of the draft, and she interviewed a guy by the name of Liam McNeely. And like I said, this is the end. And Reggie, you brought up that.
Is that the Illinois cat? My bad.
I can't remember. But now Reggie brought up a little earlier. She sounded a little tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard this one, I'm like, okay, something else going on. She must be tired or something.
Yeah.
You now round out the four guys from Mount Vernon tonight. How special is it to share this night with those guys?
You know, those are my brothers.
It's all good. It's your night.
I'm so proud of them. The dream come true.
Congratulations, Liam. Congratulations, Mom Ashley.
At that point, I think she,
a green room.
I thought she was tired. It sounded like she was tired.
She might have been drinking. It has signs.
Yeah, just even this last part, it seemed like she was just kind of melded in a little bit. Just
congratulations, Liam. Congratulations, Mom Ashley.
And then she just walked off. I'm like, she had to be tired. Something. Because I kind of get like that when I'm a little tired and I don't even have to be drinking.
Kind of punch drunk in that.
Yeah. You kind of get a little cotton mouth. You just kind of, So she had to be tired. And that's a long day for her.
It is a long day.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe she got a little tired towards the end.
I was about to say, where's Cassidy Hubbard? But I don't think she worked at ESPN no more. Where's Holly Rowe? That's the Holly Rowe special. Just out here being happy and bubbly and talking, asking people questions. Like where are all the NBA sideline reporters? Why did Monica McNutt end up in the space? Again, not saying that she can't do it. I think she's really good at what she does. Why are you having people like, hey, Stephen A. Smith, go do these interviews? That's not what you hired them for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the who was the Malika Andrews? I know she's more of a host now,
mm-hmm.
but that was her spot right there. Like to me, I kind of look at her as kind of like a Taylor Rooks a little bit,
mm-hmm.
where she could just connect with the players, do a little quick little interview, smile and look pretty and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think she she's
that
more
sounded worse than I think you were trying to make it sound. I think I understood what you were going for, but that did sound like just get out here and look pretty for me now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she know how to connect with the players.
100%.
You're right. You're right.
And I think now she's pretty much being a host, like mm-hmm. kind of running the ship a little, steering the ship.
Yeah.
I think they just kind of figured they could just throw anybody right there and they could work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. I guess it's the reason I work at ESPN. I guess I ain't got the answers.
I don't know.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So the one thing I love is a judge who is all about her people
mm-hmm.
and don't play about her defendants. So here's a judge who is in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing a Zoom call with a guy talking about his probation and all that stuff. And here's where she kind of turned up a little bit.
You're on a non-reporting probation anyway. So if they've had you reporting monthly,
yeah.
You didn't have to do that.
They told me that the judge don't make the rules here. That was the quote that they...
Who told you that? Oh, hold on. Mr. Flanagan, call Mr. Farmer right now. Call him right now.
Ooh. Yes.
It's going to be a great day.
This is the
right
judge.
Now. I need you to tell us who told you that. Call him right now. Matter of fact, you can call Mr. Wade, too. Call them right now. Yes. I like you, Mr. Lee. I like you. You didn't even mean to tell on them, but you did. Let's make sure they have a meeting with the probation, because if I ever hear somebody say that again, I'm going to hold them in contempt. Yeah, but we gonna do this right now. Oh, I'm so excited. This turned out to be a great Tuesday.
She's excited. She's going to go in on someone.
That's a good type of judge right there. That's
she enjoys doing her
you.
Job.
Yeah,
sometimes I feel like a lot of people won't even go that far. They would just, just kind of do their job right there. But she took it a step further.
Well, I got to know. Did she get them? I mean, did they?
Actually looking through the comments. I ain't got the comments in front of me, but I was kind of looking. They asked for an update.
Yeah.
And I guess the guy or whoever his probation officer whoever wasn't working there anymore.
Okay, nice. So, that's kind of an answer right there.
Yeah. So
what I love though is that she immediately she went from all right, this is ho hum, another Tuesday, and she was like, oh, we got action.
Yeah. Who said this ain't the judge?
I'm gonna fix that right now.
Yeah,
call them right now.
Who over here talking about my name?
And it wasn't even angry. She was just like, "Yeah, we got action."
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the people like the bouncer who likes to fight. It's like, "Oh, we got to fight. Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I got to throw somebody out today."
Yeah.
Except with the judge.
Yes.
Yeah. No, salute to her.
I like that.
We need a little more judges like that. 100%. I'm sure there's some great judges out there too. But you also got the ones that's a little strict.
Mm-hmm.
So salute to her for looking out for him, because she ain't had to do that.
Hey, she's just doing her job. That, they shouldn't be doing that.
They shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. Some people probably wouldn't have paid it no mind, but she actually said, no, who is this? Yeah.
All right,
we're
so
going to let them know right now.
How mad do you think she would have been if it was just that they were making old boy do check-ins on his probation rather than saying specifically that the judge don't run nothing here? Because that felt like that was the part where she was like, oh,
for
really?
Sure. Oh, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. We'll find out then. Yeah. Let's see. Well, there you go.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. 1:20 p.m. is the time to check in for that. At the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something mixtape worthy, send it to him. He might put you on the air and shout you out as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Astros look like they might be getting one on board right now. That is right. They do. It's 1-0 now in favor of the Astros over the Phillies. Hunter Brown has been handling his own, but at bottom of the second, Yainer Diaz with the RBI right before our eyes right now as they are trying to go for a sweep of the tied for third best record in baseball, Philadelphia Phillies. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to crosstalk with the fellas that are holding down the drive slide. It's Area 45, Bajani and Creighton. We'll talk to them next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.